Watch podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension educator. For today's Beef Watch podcast, we want to talk about the upcoming 2024-2025 Nebraska Ranch Practicum and the opportunity for people to participate in it. To talk about this, I'm joined today by Troy Walls, who's a Nebraska Extension educator based in Custer County and one of the coordinators for the Nebraska Ranch Practicum. Thanks for joining me today, Troy.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and I always like to talk about the Nebraska Ranch Practicum because it's been a kind of a long-standing program here in Nebraska that started in the Sand Hills at the Goodmanson Sand Hills Laboratory at Whitman, Nebraska, and this will be our 25th session.
Well, that's amazing. I was actually just thinking before we got on, I am right at 20 years now in Nebraska Extension, and this was the first, I would say, in-depth program that I was a part of when I came back and started this role. And for me, as I think about my first year of employment, probably the practicum was a highlight for me with that. Just getting to interact with specialists, other educators, getting to be part of the research, seeing the research at Goodmanson there. And so just tell us more about the practicum and content that's delivered if you're a participant in that.
So one of the things you just talked about, well, you talked about many things right there, but one of the strengths of the practicum is being able to talk with the instructors because they have been conducting this systems-based research here in Nebraska and at the Goodmanson Sand Hills Laboratory. And we use that as the core curriculum. And another strength is that interaction of the participants with the instructors and with each other. So the Nebraska Ranch Practicum is a three-season educational program. We begin our sessions in June, and then we end our sessions in January. And this allows us to take participants through essentially one growing season and one production cycle. And this is an important aspect to the program in that this curriculum that we teach in the practicum is of sequential nature.
I know one of the things I really appreciated is just all the different things you get to see, you know, going to the Goodmanson Sand Hills Lab located near Whitman, getting to see cows over three seasons, seeing how management practices impact that, looking at wet meadows, native range. I guess just talk about all the resources people get exposed to when they're part of the practicum.
So the mission of the Nebraska Ranch Practicum is to give the participants the skills and education they need to remain profitable and sustainable in today's complex ranching industry. So as we look at our curriculum, and like you said, we get to look at range, we get to look at cows and calves and yearlings and upland range and wet meadows. So our curriculum integrates livestock, range, and economic considerations using a systems-based approach. And by doing this, it gives our participants the skills they need to better make management decisions. And there are no two operations that are exactly the same. And the practicum instructors emphasize critical thinking about how the topics that we discuss affect a participant's particular operation. So kind of the question is, what we try to do is to identify the kinds of questions to ask to make decisions. So if a participant thinks in their mind about their operation, if I change this, how it is it going to affect this in my operation? And then how will I deal with that? Or how will my management have to change? So the practicum helps participants critically evaluate their management alternatives, improve their decision-making skills, monitor the progress towards their goals, and also hopefully improve their profitability and sustainability to become better stewards of their natural resources.
Yeah, I think what you just shared there, Troy, really resonates with me. It's principles that are talked about. And then you do talk about how could this be put into practice. But at no point do I remember people saying, okay, here's a prescription of what you should do in terms of how to run your ranch. And I think that's really valuable. I think understanding principles and then based on people's resources, their goals, their values, the things they enjoy, how do you try to put those together in terms of the person's own resources? So as you said, have them ask the questions in terms of what are the principles talked about in the practicum that have application for them?
Yes, you know, every ranch and every producer, so every ranch has different resources and every producer has a different management style. And then every ranch has different genetics. So they have to determine how to best manage their ranch. And so we try to provide these principles that can help them. And some of the principles are, most of them are from research-based information here in Nebraska that our instructors have conducted research on over the years.
Troy, anything else you'd like to highlight on the practicum?
So we meet 8 times. And like I said, we start in June and we end in January. And the ranch practicum can count for college credits or continuing education credits. And the registration fee is $675. And the fee for a spouse is an additional $350. And we do have husband and wives go through the practicum and they can talk about management decisions together. So that's kind of fun. And our registration covers all the educational materials, noon meals and breaks. And participants are responsible for travel and lodging expenses. And if people want more information, they can contact me, or if they want to register, nebraskaranchpracticum.unl.edu is our website, and you can find the application form on there.
Well, the deadline for registration is coming up here pretty quickly. The request is to have those in by May 3rd. So, still some space left, but really would encourage people to act and get their registration in if they're interested.
Yes, and I look forward to having our participants in our 25th session this year.
Well, for more information on the Nebraska Ranch Practicum, again, as Troy Wallace mentioned, there is a good website that can tell you more about the practicum. It's nebraskaranchpracticum.unl.edu. And if you do have questions around the practicum, you can find Troy Wall's contact information online. Again, he's based in Custer County at Broken Bow.